Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I just found out a brand new New Year's resolution that I never thought of, and it's kind of weird. It's like, it's one of the most weird things I've ever... It's selfish. Being selfish is actually good.
I love it.
And Amber is like, she wants to try, like Aaron, our beautiful, giving, loving, environmentalist, love, like she's like, I'm doing it. She wants to be.
Why have you guys waited so long?
I mean, jeez. Like, you really are probably, and not in a bad way.
No, I always take care of my, if I don't take care of myself first, I can't take care of y'all out there.
Facts.
Yes.
And you're the opposite of that.
I give.
Until
I get broken and then I'm mad.
Listen, like, I wish everyone, I don't know if her voice says enough, but your eyes were just so completely flat and like,
yeah.
So what are you doing to be more selfish? I mean, because we have these tips or whatever and why you should actually do it, but it's never occurred to me either. Like once I had kids, there is no you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get to like, you can, but then.
You're a bad parent. Or, well,
are you? Because no. I think I'm probably doing it wrong by overly giving them stuff that they.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself.
And like here. Steve said, if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So you still, you got to make sure your cup is full before you can pour into theirs.
Nice.
Steve, are you conscious about it though? Or is it just instinct?
Like, I think it's instinct. I think I go about my life that as of my default position. But I still think of others in my everyday life, though.
But you just don't put them, you don't put anybody in front of you.
I don't. I try not to get in other people's way. I'm conscious about not screwing
up. That makes sense.
Okay. That's how I guess I'm selfish, but also thinking of others.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I try not. Yeah.
I understand that. You are overly cognizant. You don't want to inconvenience. Like to the point where Steve has literally told me. The only thing he cares about is not dying silly. He doesn't want to leave a mess. Yeah. He wants to like die.
I'm considerate of others.
This is the darkest thing. Yeah, and I can't believe we're going here. But like you've talked about going into the ocean because then it's there's just no muss, no fuss.
Right. I just drop to the bottom of the ocean and I leave no
mess. Like you'd go in with like a cinder block or something?
Yeah, I'd do that. Because I
know.
Otherwise you'd float.
No, I get it. Oh. I wouldn't. You just have to throw me out there. I don't need the center block.
Oh, I thought you meant you didn't know the person. Yeah.
No, I kind of understand. So, but then would you do it? Like, I don't want to.
Yeah. Because I don't want to leave a mess for other people. The thought of a court, of the mortuary, those people having to deal
having
with.
Having to put it all back together. Right. So for an open casket thing or whatever.
And all that I can't do. Yeah.
This is awful, but like I have police officer friends and some of them have told me the cops, if they're going, like, and there's a high suicide rate in law enforcement.
There is.
They all have trucks for some reason.
Right. Yeah.
They'll drive their truck out to the middle of nowhere and do it in the back of the truck so it's easily washed out.
Right?
Oh, my God.
That is so morbid.
I know. I'm sorry.
But thoughtful.
It is. Considerate. I hope that no police officers ever do that again.
Yeah.
But it is. Yeah. It's sort of
I know what they're. I know what. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to being selfish.
Yes.
And why it's actually. Because in me growing up, that was like a dirty word.
Selfish, yeah.
Yes, you're being selfish.
I think there still is, it can be negative still. I think the way I'm trying to be selfish is like if I give a lot of advice and I'm always there for other people and now I've gotten better about being like, you know what? I don't have the bandwidth to deal with this today.
Do you actually say I don't have the bandwidth to deal with this today?
I like that.
Because that would make me want to thump you over. It's like you're not Wi-Fi. You don't get to like bandwidth yourself. That's like it's a very catchphrasey thing to say,
it is,
but it's like
right. No, well, yeah, just be honest about I want to be there for you, but right now I've got my own stuff that I need to deal with. So, you know, and then obviously in romantic relationships, biggest lesson that I learned in my last one is like, stop putting your needs secondary and giving the other person excuses on why that's happening. It's like, no. Yeah.
Amen.
I for the longest time in my life, attracted vampires. Mm-hmm. And I did it myself. Like, it's just like, oh, you need blood? Here. Oh, yep. Yeah, like, what? Like, take it. And it's a terrible way to live, because then, even though you're volunteering it, then you resent it.
Yes.
And that's what this thing says.
It does.
It says, to be, yes, you avoid resentment.
Because you already nailed one of them, Steve. It says it's easier to help others if you've already helped yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, if you're feeling mentally and physically and everything 100%, that's why you're looking around. Somebody needs money for tires, money for a furnace, whatever. Steve's like, I'm on it because I've already taken care of me.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Whereas I'm not on it because I feel like I'm drowning and I haven't done anything for myself in forever.
Amen.
So that's one. But the resentment thing is something that I'm sure Amber and I share, because like we're not selfish. Mm-hmm. We do it voluntarily. But then we're mad at them, like they made us do it.
Yeah, and when they don't reciprocate or give back or they're
right.
When we need them.
I see that too.
Do you remember what I did for you?
And it's like, but I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm not keeping score like you are.
Yeah.
Us selfless people, we keep, like, that's a very selfish thing to keep score.
Yeah, right.
But, all right, a couple more reasons why you have to do this. The big one is you actually... I do this myself, and this is why I look at my kids and I'm like, why aren't you figuring things out? Why aren't you self-reliant? Why aren't you? Because I do everything for them. If you're selfish, you hand their responsibility back to them.
Yeah.
But instead, if you're constantly like doing stuff for them, then don't know how to do it. Then you get resentful.
Yes.
Then, like, it's this whole,
I'm doing everything around here.
I am. This was not my resolution before today, but I'm like, all of a sudden, I just don't know how to flip a switch. What?
You're a parent to begin with. It's in your makeup to automatically want to put yourself on the back burner for other lives.
It is.
But so let's read this last one. Then I want to get into
this. This last one is fire. I love it.
You teach people how to treat you.
Boom.
What is that? Like, oh, so you're showing them.
Yeah, I'm not accepting this. Like, it says you honor your own needs first, so that they can't walk all over you or treat you like crap or any of that stuff.
I'm taking care of.
Tell me how. I don't know that anybody in this room, because it's instinct for you.
Yes.
And Amber and I, it's instinct to do the opposite.
You're going to have to learn how to do it my way.
But how, like, I just don't know how to.
That is.
Because, like, literally, if I want sushi and somebody else wants a burger, we get a burger. I give in every time. I never insist on what I want.
As a dad, you're in a tough spot.
But even as a husband, I'm in that spot.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because it's like you got your wife and your kids.
And it's like...
And you're, as the man of the house, like, usually you just tend to be in that give role as well. But women are too. I don't know.
Moms all the time. I think it's too late. I think it might be too...
Whoa! I'm like doomed?
Because it's so ingrained in you guys. And this has been your lives for how long? You're going to have to consciously make a serious effort to do these new things and just shed the old.
I think I still have a chance. I think Slacker is done.
Yeah. I'm doomed. Somebody save Amber.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.